when you refuse to let anything else stand in your way, just seemed very redundant. And all of a sudden, at the culmination of the record, it all became very clear. You know, the final purpose became a little bit clearer. Like, okay, now I remember why I'm doing this. Now I know what I'm in love with. Now I know why I'm going to go on and appropriate this record. You know, yeah. As opposed to, God, this record's fucking killing me. I can't take it. You know, this is ridiculous. I'm going to die. I'm having a nervous breakdown, or, you know, the rest of the band's, you know, fucked up or whatever. I mean, the end result is the music. And when you finally realize that, it's a very reassuring thing. It's like, wow, there is a God, you know.
Yeah, you must have been quite under a certain amount of pressure. And even that, like things like the Melody Maker this week, you know, they say Dizzy is Nirvana. It's like, hey, yeah. You got to be successful or else. It's like, hold on a minute.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, you know, here we are being touted as this thing, and the reality of it is we, you know, we were never a flag-toting band. We never walked around carrying our banners high or, you know, saying we're the greatest. It's other people in the industry and other people in journalism who have put these expectations on ourselves. I mean, granted that we're our worst critics, and you know, our ultimate success or failure is a very internal thing, and we don't look at it in terms of, wow, this person's going to be disappointed, or our public is going to be disappointed if this record isn't huge. I mean, the important thing for us is that we're satisfied with the best record we could have made, and we can go out and tour on that record. Now, if the record does well, people are going to come back and say, well, you guys were supposed to be so big, and you guys were supposed to be this and that, and I'm just going to tell them, look, you know, I never fucking said that, and nobody in the band ever said that. We never said, you know, we're going to be fucking huge. We've never said the word Nirvana, ever.
I know, never.
And it's, you know, so fuck all those people, you know, because, you know, the bottom line is, you know, if you let things get in the way of your emotions, you're going to be a fucked up person just like we were.
But it's from what I've read around, it seems like Diddy's got some kind of master plan. Like he was talking about sort of entering the mainstream and then sort of set the system and stuff like that.
Well,
so that seems to me like, yeah,
but that's,
have a bit more to it than...
But that's only in terms of honesty, you know. I mean, upsetting the mainstream could be as easy as somebody who comes out there and is totally honest with themselves, as opposed to being some type of manipulative dummy who allows people to push them this way and that.
Yeah, that's, well, I wanted to know what he meant by that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he means. I mean, you know, what would destroy the system more than a band that went out there and didn't have to fucking rest on media laurels, you know, a band that was an honest representation of itself and made music that people liked? I mean, that's a complete unheard of thing, you know. There isn't a, you know, how many bands are out there doing exactly what they fucking want and not swayed by anything and are completely successful? You know, not many. I mean, a lot of successful bands are, you know, I mean...
Well, there's a lot of that, though. I agree with you.
There's a lot of bands that pretend they do. And there's a lot of bands that, in pretending that they are honest, that's their whole shtick, you know. But that's exactly what it is, a shtick, you know.
Yeah.
The bottom line is...
But then again, you know, it's difficult when you, you know, when you get so much pressure around you. I mean, think of, you know, I wouldn't like, maybe because of the money, but apart from that, I wouldn't like to be Kurt Cobain. You know, it's like,
absolutely not.
You know, you can't walk around. Everybody's this. You know, you put the foot in the wrong way, and they're like, you know, they can't do anything.
Exactly.
You know, there's so much pressure around you. And in a way, I think like Pearl Jam are kind of lucky because they don't seem to care. You know, they sort of seem to be away from all of that. They're not public figures as much as Cobain is. I don't know where you stand. You know, if you are successful with this album in the same kind of way, where would you be? You know,
well, I can tell you where we won't